Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Turkish authorities say they have arrested more than a dozen suspects in the investigation of that deadly attack at Atatürk Airport in Istanbul this week. This year, Turkey faces a reckoning. Can this nation maintain a vision of secular modernism in the face of so many forces driving headlong toward violence and religious intolerance? Listen to President John F. Kennedy crediting Turkey with political success in the singular vision of Kemal Atatürk, who founded the nation back in the 1920s. Kennedy is speaking in the 1960s.
A free Turkey grew out of a collapsing empire, and that the new Turkey has proudly proclaimed and maintained its independence ever since. Certainly there is no more successful example of national self-reliance than the birth of the Turkish Republic and the profound changes initiated since then by Turkey and Atatürk.
But that vision of a modern Turkey has gone awry in recent years, in addition to the attack at the Istanbul airport and the internal threat of ISIS. There's increasingly dictatorial rule by President Recep Erdogan. There is a civil war with Kurds in the southeast, referred to not so subtly as the Kurdish issue. It looks more like a civil war on the battlefield. Mina Eder is a political scientist at Boğaziçi University, and she's hoping that this latest attack might finally provide room for some larger self-reflection in the nation of her birth.
I don't think it's sustainable anymore. I mean, I think even the government, the current government, has finally realized that this is not going to be sustainable and that they will have to fight ISIS without ambivalence and with more sort of significant effort of counterterrorism. This is the critical moment for reflection on what to do on this matter, right? I mean, this is apparently something is not working. And there's always this, it's all about terrorism, yes, but there are different kinds of terrorisms. There are different kinds of processes. And then the whole, putting ISIS and PKK all together is also muddling grounds. I mean, yes, PKK is a terrorist organization. Yes, ISIS is a terrorist organization. But, you know, the Kurdish issue is something that Turkey has to deal with for the last 30 years. And ISIS is something that emerged over the last 4 years or so with the sort of, honestly, policy failures of Turkey towards Syria.
What are we to think about the grand vision of Atatürk in the 1920s of a nation that embraced modernity, did not reject its cultural principles and heritage of Islam, but was a modern democratic state and secular, very, very secular. Is there a feeling that all of that has slipped beyond the point of no return?
No. I mean, I'm a political scientist and I don't believe on those kind of utterly civilizational culturalist arguments, frankly. This is a government that has sort of used Islam very effectively to mobilize people and, somehow appeal to the sense of periphery that they have felt. And frankly, Turkey's secularism has also been very problematic to some extent. But I think that both the secular side and the pro-Islamists have now put their head on in front and think about how to live together, how to sort of make this work. Otherwise, this country is going to go down. I don't think this is a matter of secularism versus Islam, democracy versus Islam kind of a debate anymore. This is a matter of how do we actually live together, learn how to live together, and, engage in this kind of, unite under the essence of living together, adopt a counter-terrorist strategy, fight with all kinds of terrorism, and of course, restart the reconciliation process with Kurdish population that is being sidestepped now. We are actually having an ongoing conflict in Southeast, and that's being sort of not even being discussed. This is a highly polarized country on so many issues that the secularism and Islam thing is, I think, is just now one of the side issues at this point.
Wow, it's really interesting what you're saying, because to sort of extend what you're saying logically, do you believe and do Turks believe that embracing a kind of ethnic religious pluralism right now is the sort of frontline move in a political opposition to ISIS and the ideologies that are happening in, elsewhere in the destabilized Middle East?
Turkey should be the best democracy that it can be. This is the only way out from this kind of mess. I don't think, otherwise moving towards this kind of authoritarian totalitarian move into a one-man show, into a one-man rule, is going to be a devastating scenario for both the Middle East as well as for Turkey and the rest of the world, mind you. I mean, this is a country that has sort of always prided itself of having reconciled a lot of irreconcilable issues, values, norms, and have lived together for a very long time. And I think that's what we're losing, this intensity of polarization on the Kurdish issue, on, you know, sort of norms, values, and creating a new generation of religious youth. I mean, all of those scenarios are really polarizing the country in ways that makes it impossible to live together. And that's what's so dangerous. And you can only get rid of that by adopting pluralism, by institutionalizing tolerance, by making the rule of law work, which is really what's really dissipating in the country at the moment, rather than fighting over a new constitution on the presidential system. We should be fighting over a new constitution, over establishing more rights and more pluralist society with more tolerance towards each other.
Finally, Mina, do people on the street believe that President Erdogan gets anything like what you're talking about there in terms of how to move forward and the way to move forward?
I still want to be hopeful, but the absence of dialogue has been what is so enraging in this process. I mean, I think the absence of a sound opposition. I don't think we should be blaming the government for everything, but the opposition is just responsible for not establishing a dialogue. But of course, he has sort of made a huge majoritarian move towards intensifying its authoritarian tendencies by politicizing judiciary, by taking over different, having the majority in the parliament and passing every law that he wants. So the debate has shifted towards the sort of, the presidential or the parliamentarian system when the debate has to be on these rights and issues and increasing quality of democracy. Can he hear us? I don't think he does at this point. But he also, I think the government is going to have to realize that we can't go on like this, and we're never going to normalize this kind of terrorism, and it's never going to be normal or a daily part of our daily life. You refuse to do that, and we have to get out of this.
All your friends and family are safe from the attack this week?
Yes, thank God, yes. But I have had friends who've just was in the airport a couple of hours ago before what happened. So, anybody could have been there. Anybody could have been in Brussels, for that matter. I mean, this is just the crazy times. But I think what we should be discussing right now is what the government can do, and it's time for critical reflection. What has gone on with Syrian politics? What has gone wrong with the Kurdish reconciliation? This is a moment of really sort of reconciliation and self-reflection. I still want to believe that the government will and should do that.
Mina Adair, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Mina Adair is professor at Boğaziçi University in Istanbul.